Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministry. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Mm-hmm. Everybody. So let the church say,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say,
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. Truly, we do thank the Lord and we praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. We thank God for life, health, and strength on today. Praise the Lord. We do ask that as we go into this time of prayer that you will be, amen, in the mode of prayer as well. We're going to do a special prayer today. As we go before the Lord, there are many needs that have come before us. Praise the Lord. So we do want to spend this time in prayer. Praise God. I want to say right here at the onset that we were not on the air last week due to our prophetic summit that took place about a week ago. Praise God. And so we did miss being on the air last week with you, but we're back. Praise God. And we thank God for the opportunity to be on the air. Amen. And we will be back on this week, our regular schedule. Just want to let you know that. Praise God, Monday through Friday, we're on at 8 a.m., praise God. And then on Saturday, we're on at 7 a.m. We're on today because we were not able to broadcast on Saturday, but we do thank yesterday, praise God, and we thank God again that we're able to be with you. And we pray, amen, that, that you will be blessed by the broadcast. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. Amen. And the purpose of this broadcast is to uplift the name of the Lord and also to encourage you in your walk with the Lord. Amen. As you grow, amen, we want you to be edified and lifted up according to the word of the Lord. So we do thank God for this opportunity. Amen. That God, amen, open this door for us to be on the air, and we do thank God for it. Praise God. We thank God for prayer. Amen. And if you have a prayer request that you would like us to agree with you on, we ask that you call in 718-664-9578. Now, when we're not on the line and you may have a prayer request during the week, you may email us your prayer request at Apostle Deborah at SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. That's Apostle Deborah at SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may also email us at admin at SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. Just wanted to give those email addresses to you. So during the week, if you have a prayer request, you may email us, and we will definitely pray for your needs. Praise God. We will pray for you. We will lift you up in the name of the Lord. Praise God. Amen. As we prepare to go before the Lord in prayer, we ask that you stop and just take a little time, amen, to pray with us this morning. Father God, we do thank you for this opportunity, Father. We thank you, God, that you've allowed us one more time to come before your presence. Father, on behalf of the needs of your people, Father, the needs across the nation are great this morning. There are many that are bereaved this morning, Father. Lord, as we've heard already about drive-by shootings and people that are in critical condition, some have passed away as a result of being shot. Father God. So we ask this morning that you orchestrate this prayer, Father God. We thank you for all that you're doing for your people. We thank you for strengthening, oh God, even your ministers today. We ask, Father God, that you would have your way in the mighty name of Jesus. We do come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose we are and whom we serve, Father God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we bow, Father God, our need to you, Father God, in things of these in heaven and earth, things under the earth. And Lord God, we know that every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. So, Father God, we decree and we declare today that no internal or external weapon, no matter what it is, Father God, emotional, financial, social, physical, psychological, internal, spiritual, or organizational, formed against your people will prosper. Father God, we do put on the armor of the Lord today. God, we put truth on that covers our loins, the breastplate of righteousness that covers our heart and our chest cavity, Father God. Lord God, we put on the gospel of peace on our feet. God, we thank you for the shield of faith. God, it covers our body. Lord God, and we thank you for the helmet of salvation that covers our head, our mind, Father God, because we know that according to your word, Father God, we're to be renewed in the spirit of our mind. So, God, we thank you, God, for that. We thank you for the sword of the Spirit, God, which is the word of God. Lord God, we decree and we declare that the weapons of our warfare, God, they're not carnal, but they're mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. So, God, this morning we cast down every vain imagination and every high thing that would exalt itself against the knowledge of God. Lord God, we thank you that the anointing destroys every yoke in our lives. So, Father God, we overrule every diabolical sanction, converting activity, injunction, directive, mandate, or order, God, that opposes the will of God in our lives. Father, we decree and we declare that by you, Lord, we run through troops and we leap over walls. Father God, you are our God and you are our Lord. So, God, we ask that you gird us with strength today. God, you make our way perfect, Father God. Lord God, we thank you, God, that your word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our pathway. And we thank you, God, even for the word of the Lord. Hallelujah, because the word, Father God, is easy and simple to understand. And we thank you for illuminating and enlightening your word, Father God. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing right now, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that you make our way perfect, God. You make our feet like hind feet, God, and you give us stability so that we're able to firmly stand and progress on the dangerous heights of testing and trouble. We thank you, God, that you teach our hands to war and our fingers to fight, and you grant us supernatural strength and ability. Lord God, we ask you to lift false burdens and remove feelings of heaviness and oppression and depression in the name of Jesus Christ. We thank you, God, that you're lifting up any grief, God, any mourning spirits, God. We come against heaviness in any type of way, Father God. And we choose to praise you. We choose to worship you. We choose to declare your word, Father God. Lord, because your word declares that we are to bless you at all times, and your praise will continually be in our mouth. Oh, God, we're going to magnify the name of the Lord because the name of the Lord is a strong tower. And, God, we know that the righteous run to it and find safety. So, God, in the time of trouble, in the time of tragedy, in the time of storm, God, we can run to your word. We can run to you, God, and you would hide us in your pavilion. We thank you right now, Father God, that there is divine protection in your word. Father God, we thank you right now for all that you provided for your people today. Oh, God, and we decree and we declare that a prayer shield, the anointing fire, walls, smoke screens, and a bloodline form the hedges of protection around us and hide us from the scourge of the enemy. Familiar spirits and witchcraft spirits and principality spirits and exousia spirits and hexes and vexes and curses in the name of Jesus. We thank you that you protect us, oh God, from every assassinating spirit, Father God, and every spirit that would come to hinder, oh God, the will of God in our lives. We thank you, Father God, that you're blinding the third eye of the medium right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and you're pulling down the warlock spirit, oh my Shikata, in the mighty name of Jesus, and the witchcraft spirit, the Jezebel spirit is bound today. Balaam, Korah, and Cain is bound right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you that the Absalom spirit is being aborted in Jesus' name, that these spirits and demonic forces will not be able, amen, to penetrate your ministries, Father God. We thank you for the divine protection that you provide, God, as we stay under the ark of safety and in the ark of safety and under the blood. We thank you, God. There is protection in the blood. There's healing in the blood. There's deliverance in the blood. Salvation in the blood. So we plead the blood right now. And we thank you, God, hallelujah, for the authority that you've given us, oh God, to tread on serpents and scorpions, God. Nothing shall by any means hurt us because of the word of the Lord. So God, we're going to decree and declare your word. Stand in your word. Walk in your word. Live your word. Oh, ekebeshikata, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now for all that you're doing for your people right now, Father God. Lord God, we thank you right now, Father God, the enemy is not even able to track us or trace us in the realm of the spirit. Oh, Father God, the cause of the things that you're doing for us, God. Oh, God, you're making a stealth spirit so that we, oh, God, we're stealth, God, that can get up under that demonic radar and, oh, God, go into the enemy's camp and abort the plans of the enemy through prayer, through warfare. In the name of Jesus, we ask, God, that you expose satanic representatives and grant unto us divine strategies, God. Father God, in tactics to identify, resist, and overcome the plots and plans established for our demise. Father God, we thank you that you've given us a great work to accomplish. So, God, we war for the releasing of finances and all resources that belong to us in Jesus' name. So, God, everything that you prepared for us before the foundation of the world, God, that pertains to our lives, God, is coming to us now in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, that we shall not and we will not be denied. Lord, we thank you that you're going before us, that you're making the crooked places straight in the name of the Lord Jesus. We thank you, God, for healing. We thank you, God, that you're healing your people, God, that you give us, God, to walk in divine health and healing according to your word. We thank you, God, that every sickness and disease is bound, oh, God, in Jesus' name. Father God, we thank you that you're giving us wisdom, Lord God, to know even what to eat, what not to eat, God, according to your will. Father God, we thank you, God, that you're arresting your people today. Make us more alert and keen in the Spirit of God. That, Father God, we will be sensitive to walk, oh God, according to your will, according to your word, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we lift up, Lord God, today the bereaved, Father God. Lord God, this young lady that was killed, God, through a drive-by. Father God, this baby, the 3 or 4 year old, however old she was, God, you know. But Father, we lift up the family today. We ask, God, that you would comfort them, strengthen them. Oh my God, touch everybody involved in this situation. Father, there are families, 2 families, God, that have been destroyed as a result, Father God, because whoever did this, Father God, their family will be affected as well. So, Father, we pray for mercy. We pray for grace. We pray for salvation. We pray for deliverance in the name of Jesus. Father God, you go to Chicago and this other drive-by, Father God, where all these people were shot up, Lord, some were killed. Father God, you know about that situation, and we lay it at your feet today. We bind the spirit of murder, spirit of violence. We bind the spirits of immorality over our nation in the mighty name of Jesus. We even bind the spirit of famine, oh God, the destructive spirits that have floated through the land, God, even the floodings and all the things that have taken place over the last few weeks, Father God. Lord God, we come against the enemy that would come to abort the plan of God. We know, God, that you are on the scene, and even in the midst of floods, and even in the midst of tragedy, even in the midst of trial, God, you are still God. So, God, we're going to continue to declare and decree your word, because your word will stand. Father God, when everything else falls, God, your word is true. And Father God, help your people on today, Father God, to press into your word, press into your will, Lord God, that you would have your way in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I want you to look on every minister, pastor, every evangelist, every prophet, every apostle today, in the name of Jesus. Father God, that you would lay your hands on your people all throughout the world today. Father, as your word goes forth, God, on today, I ask, God, that you would move, God, move through signs and wonders and miracles. Father God, prove yourself to your people. Father God, most importantly, give us a heart to pray. Give us a heart to seek your face. Father God, you see all the turmoil in the body of Christ. Where one fellowship doesn't want a fellowship with another, Father God, there's so much dissension in the body. There's so much division in the body of Christ. But God, I'm asking you to undertake for your people today. Help us on today, Father God, to walk in love, Father God. Help us to forgive. Help us to walk in forgiveness. Oh, Father God, because we know if we don't forgive, you won't forgive us, Father. And Lord, we desire to be right in your sight. So, God, I want you to move in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch your people today. Touch the leaders all across the world today. Touch our government officials, Father God. Touch our president today. Father God, you minister to him and you put people around him, God, that are godly. Speak into his ear gate to hear the word of the Lord. Encourage his heart when it gets discouraged, when it gets tired. Father God, you know things we don't know, God, because you can go in and out everywhere. You're omnipresent. You're all everywhere, Father God. We say you're omniscient, you're all-knowing. Hobashe, you're the mighty God, awesome God, loving God. Oh, my God, everlasting Father, you're the Prince of Peace on the day. So we thank you, Father God, that you're not limited, God, and we need to take the limits off of you. Oh, God, we thank you today for what you're doing. Oh, God, all leadership, God, all good. And officials, God. Lord, there are many laws and things being passed in the land. Father God, that will affect the church, that will affect the way we live, that will affect the way we walk. And, oh, God, what we can do, what we cannot do when it comes to the word of the Lord. So, God, we pray for mercy today. We pray, God, that you would touch and that you would minister, Father God, all those that are standing on the front lines, that are declaring and decreeing your word with boldness, Father God. I pray, God, that the power of God would arm your men and women of God in the name of Jesus. We thank you today and we praise you, Father God, for your goodness. We thank you now. I pray for every minister today. Oh, God, that you would give them boldness, Father God, and those that have been so lax not to pray, they're not praying, they're not seeking your faith. Father God, let repentance fall on them today in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you now, and we give you glory. We give you honor. Father, shake your people up, God. I pray that there will be such a shaking that will go through this land, that, Father God, there will be no more backbiting in the body. Father, there's a spirit of backbiting and critical spirits and judgmental spirits and anger spirits and hatred spirits and Jezebel spirits and jealous demons, lying demons and deceptive demons and Ola Sekata, Loto Sekata, familiar spirit, oh God, divination spirits and spirits of error and seduction, Ola Sata, Ola Shikata, spirits of bondage and fear, Ola Shatabose, spirits of Antichrist and death. Oh, God, strong men, God, that's coming at your people. Oh, Father God, we bind the enemy in Jesus' name, and we take authority over every infirm spirit, every dumb and deaf spirit, in the name of Jesus, every whoredom spirit, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, every spirit of error, we take authority over it right now. And, God, we thank you right now for the cleansing you're doing in the body of Christ. We thank you, God, that you're going to the East Coast, the West Coast, down south and out north, God. Let the power of God begin to minister in a special way. And God, we thank you for the untapped power of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, we want, oh, God, you to move unhindered in the name of Jesus. Father, we give way to your will. We say, let your will be done. Not our will, but your will. Father God, not come against spirits of lust and spirits of greed and immoral spirits, Father God, that still want to come in, Father God, on the sly. We come against every hidden spirit in the name of Jesus. We come against every hidden slick motive in the name of Jesus. Every foul agenda that's not the agenda of the Holy Ghost. We ask that you expose, pull down the covers, in the mighty name of Jesus, every lascivious spirit, every lust spirit, every homosexual spirit, every lesbian spirit, every gay spirit, every bisexual spirit, every spirit that's not of you, that's an abomination according to your word, we come against it now in the mighty name of Jesus. We want you to expose, God, every evil intent and motive of the hearts of your people. Oh, God, that would even be around leadership, God. You see, you know, God, oh my God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you today. We give you praise, Father God. Oh God, we love you right now. We ask, God, that you will protect your people, protect your men servants, your maid servants, God, from the protection, from the persecution, God, that will take place as a result of truth being spoken. Oh my God, we thank you today for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We thank you for what you've already done. Oh my God, continue to have your way in the name of Jesus. We thank you right now, God, that you're giving us keen insight in the Holy Ghost. Hold by shape. Mando bo shikata, rokore be shikete, randerero sanda, hey kata shata bo se. We thank you right now for the boldness of the Holy Ghost to declare the word of the Lord. Oh my God, we thank you right now that you're strengthening your people right now. Minister, God, as only you can. God, even those on the line today, I pray that the fire of God would begin to minister in a special way. Burn out all the dross, God. Burn out slothfulness and laziness, God. Oh, God, procrastination in the name of Jesus. Every hindering spirit in Jesus' name. Every secret, deceiving stealth spirit, I will say, that opposite the will of God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you now. Oh, God, we thank you for what you're doing right now. Oh, God, I declare and I decree your word. Oh, my God, because your word will go in. Your word is quick and it's powerful. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. It'll pierce to the dividing of sunder. Oh God, down into the marrow of the bone. Get down in the marrow of our bone, God. Let the word go in. Let it pluck up. Let it uproot, God. Oh, I shake it and I say, let it tear down and build up, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, bring a strong word to your people today. Bring a correcting word, God. Bring a convicting word, God, in the name of Jesus. Bring an edifying word and an encouraging word. Oh, oh my God, we thank you today. Hallelujah. We will praise your name. We will give you glory and honor. Oh God, we thank you for salvation. We ask you to save, God, deliver and set free by the power of the Holy Ghost. Fill someone with the Holy Ghost today. Baptize in fire in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you now. We bless your name, Jesus. Oh God, we'll forever praise you. Oh God, and give you glory. God, as this word, as this prayer goes out, oh God, I pray that it will convict someone of sin. If someone's laying in sin right now, I pray by the power of the Holy Ghost that you will begin to convict. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, help them to bow the knee to Jesus. Help them to open up their heart and accept you into their life and baptize them in the Holy Ghost. Bring deliverance to every area in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, don't let sin remain in the body. But, oh, God, let your anointing begin to convict of sin. Oh, God, in Jesus' name. And, God, we bind religious spirits. We bind traditional spirits. We bind legalism now. In the name of Jesus. Pull down those walls. Pull down those stubborn spirits, the obstinate spirit, the spirit of pride, and the haughty spirit. In Jesus' name, we thank you now. Pull down disobedience. Hova shikata, roto shikata, enderele shikala no saka. Ho, mandele se. Oh my God, we thank you now. Hova shikata, roto shikata. Do warfare on behalf of your people today. Ho, kata se. Oh my God, we thank you today. We give you glory. We give you honor. Oh my God, go through the teething waves. My God, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now by the power of the Holy Ghost that you would begin to move in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you right now. We praise you right now. Oh, God, we honor you. Oh, my shando, in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord. We got a yes down in our belly. We got a yes down in our soul today. Minister God as only you can. God, we'll never cease to give you praise, give you honor, and give you glory for all things, God. Have your way now. Have your way, Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Have your way, God. Oh, God, we love you, and we appreciate you now. Continue, God, the work that you have begun in your people. Oh, God, don't let the word slip today. But, oh, God, you accomplish what that you want to do in the name of Jesus. We thank you now. And we will never cease to give you praise, give you honor, God. Oh, God, I thank you for the anointing. Everyone on the line today, I want you to minister to them right now. Let them feel the power of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus. If anyone needs to be healed today, we pray healing right now. Oh, God, strength right now to that one. Oh, God, going through in the mind, there's trouble in the mind, in the heart. Oh, my God, I want you, God, to fix the situation. In the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We give you praise and we give you honor and we give you the glory. Hova shando, ekebe shande, hey, hola shadarosaka, hey kaka shando. In Jesus' name, we love you today, Father. We appreciate you right now. Continue to have your way. Have your way, God, in the lives of your people. Oh, God, help us to walk in the boldness of God, the strength of God, the love of God. Oh, God, in Jesus' name, we thank you. Hallelujah. We give you praise now. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Beloved, we do thank God for you today. We thank God for the anointing. We thank God for the power of God that we feel right now. We want you to be encouraged. Hallelujah. Know that God loves you and that he cares about you. Glory to God. He has your best interest at heart, and he is working all things out for you, beloved, because he loves you and he cares. Oh, God, we thank the Lord today. Such an anointing here today. We appreciate you. We appreciate everyone that joined us for this prayer today. Hallelujah. We love you. We say God bless you. We want you to be with us on our next broadcast where we will continue to lift up the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. We will be bringing a teaching to you on tomorrow. Praise God. Amen. That schedule will be up shortly. Praise God. Continue to pray for us. My time has slipped away on today. Be blessed today. Have a great day in the Lord. God bless you in Jesus' name.
Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministry. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow a seed into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments at ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 2648 Santa Fe Drive, Suite 22, Pueblo, Colorado, 81006. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out just for you because he loves you and he cares.